Welcome to the Fort Polk Podcast. In this episode, I've got two special ladies here with me, and we are going to be talking about the Interactive Customer Evaluation and the Garrison Innovation Program. So stick with us, and here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. I am Jeff England from the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office, and this is, did I say this is the Fort Polk Podcast already? I don't know. It's the Fort Polk Podcast anyway. I hope you know what this is because it's like all it should be on the screen right now. And you know, I'm going to take this opportunity to also say, if you have any ideas or if you'd like to hear some kind of subject going on our Fort Polk Podcast, go ahead and leave it in the comments below or send us an email at the Fort Polk Public Affairs Office. Our email address is right there on our homepage, which is also another place that you can find our podcast. Oh, wow. But you already found the podcast, so I guess we're good. Today, I have with me LaVersa Wiltz. Hello, LaVersa. Thank you for coming in. This was such last minute kind of stuff. I'm so glad you were able to come in and make it. But I always know how you love to come over and visit. So, and with her, we brought along Melissa Box, who, if I'm not mistaken, used to work over in MedCom.
I did.
I know. I caught that on your email. It needs to be updated.
I'm not officially.
Oh, not official. Okay, so we'll work our way up here. Mm-hmm. So you guys work up at public affairs. No, that's us.
Plans analysis.
Okay, plans analysis and
integration.
Integration. I just make up names. It's like plans analysis information office.
Integration office.
Integration. Okay, fine. We got the PAIO is what everyone knows you as, and I'm starting to hear people call it PIO.
That's correct.
PIO. Hey, PIO. PIO. I'm late for work and I want to go home. The things in front of you are called microphones. You are allowed to speak. You can't see the sign language on over a podcast unless you want me to go get some cameras. I'll bring in the cameras too.
Please don't.
No, thank you.
I don't know why everyone's afraid of cameras. It's like it makes it easier to watch.
True.
Yeah. See, and then they can see all the notes that you're taking and all the notes that you're reading from and all that stuff. See, I'm scaring people now.
We are experts.
Well, even experts have notes.
Joking. We can have
joking.
Notes.
You didn't bring yours?
We can have.
LaVersa's got hers. See if you can borrow hers. So we've got what's known as the ICE comment or the ICE program, and that is the Integrated Customer Evaluation. No?
It's Interactive.
Oh, Interactive.
Customer Evaluation.
Well, and Integrated is PIO.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm mixing everything up already.
It's integrated with us.
Okay, gotcha. It's integrated with PIO.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the ICE comments, what I want to make sure that everyone out there knows immediately, because it is a misconception about the ICE program, is that it is a complaint line. Although they will take complaints on the ICE, it is also for kudos and good jobs and comments that are saying that you did a good job. So you can use it for both. So why don't you tell me a little about the ICE program? Either one of you. I don't care.
Okay.
Just talk up. Both of your mics are on, so we got them both.
So the ICE program. The ICE system provides customers with a convenient and effective method to express their opinion to the service providers where they have received services.
So it's convenient? How convenient?
It's very convenient. You go online, you answer a few questions. I think it's like five standard questions is what you're asked. You're going to ask how long you waited, what was the overall opinion that you had of the service that you received, and any suggestions that you would have for improvement.
You want to know how convenient I make it for people? And I'm, you know, it's like, if you want to complain about me or if I did not treat you well or if I did treat you well, I actually have a link directly to my little part of ICE on my emails.
I like
it. So I put it in my signature. So if you like how we're doing, or if you have any comments about what we're doing or how we're doing, go ahead and leave a nice comment.
Also, what ICE is, it's a DOD program. It's an automated system. As a matter of fact, it's a 24/7. So you can submit an ICE comment, suggestion anytime you want in the convenience of your home, on your cell phone, on your computer, on your laptop.
That's always made me a little scared. You know, because people are very, very, they behave differently when they're hiding behind a monitor. I've seen some mean people online. I don't want to get any. That's why I'm extra nice to people. I don't want to get any mean comments.
You know, earlier you said about if they wanted to complain about you, but that is what ICE is not about.
Ooh, that's good.
So I really need to make sure that people understand that ICE is not a commander's hotline either.
A hotline.
It is not the commander's hotline.
Does he have an hotline?
He has an open door policy.
That's funny. He always slams it shut when he sees me.
But honestly, ICE is not a mechanism to complain about employees or supervisors or directors
or anyone.
Or bosses.
It's about the product and service. If you did not receive a good service, but not just because you didn't like someone or you want to, as
blast
they
them.
Say, blast someone or rat on someone, this is not what ICE is for. This is not what it should be used for at all.
No. That would be more, I've seen things like that go through like IG and stuff.
And again, that's another thing that ICE is not for.
It's not IG.
It is not to be used in lieu of the IG's office.
Gotcha. And also something that people don't recognize is that when you get a lot of good ICE comments and a lot of good service, and people are rewarded for that. People are recognized for having good customer service.
Yes, sir, they actually are. So the ICE program implements quarterly awards for, and the categories are individual categories and group categories.
We review each and every ICE comment that comes in, and we highlight those that are positive, but not just based on somebody saying that you did a good job. We look for those that are meaningful. In other words, where the customer took the time to elaborate on what type of service they actually receive. What did they do for them? So not just about, I went into the Payo shop and they said hi. That's...
Oh, you got my ICE comment.
That is not an ICE comment. That is looked upon for rewarding as a award.
It's rewarding to me.
It is, but what else I can tell you.
And it's nice. It's nice one.
It's a nice comment.
It is, and I truly appreciate it. But one thing that I would like the audience to know is ICE is not used for getting you a promotion. ICE is not used for ranking. It is not. It's not used for determining if you're going to get a promotion.
Or a job.
You already have a job, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I got to keep this job.
So that's kind of like what we want the audience to know. ICE is used for you to tell us or tell the service that provided you, the organization that provided you service, if you liked their service that was provided. And if you didn't, if someone was rude to you, we need to know that also, because there are five questions.
Uh-oh.
There are five questions that you're asked. So, Melissa, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Melissa, what are the five questions?
Tell them
what are these five questions, the five special questions here?
Okay, so they're really simple questions.
Okay, question number one.
So, something to keep in mind when you're out on Fort Polk and you're receiving a service, think about this. How did the facility appear to you? What was the appearance of the facility? Was it clean?
I'm in trouble.
Was it neat?
That's why I don't let people into my office.
And then also, how about the attitude?
Well, that one I don't have a problem with.
Of the person that assisted you, the employer or the staff.
The employer is the army.
The employee.
The employee.
The staff member. I'm sorry. Okay. The timeliness of the service.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble again.
For instance, you went into the pharmacy. We'll say the pharmacy.
Uh-oh.
And you pulled the ticket and you were waiting for your prescription to be refilled or your new prescription. Do you think you received it in a timely manner? Hours of service. And you can see this on the ICE website. Mm-hmm. You can actually say you don't know when the pharmacy is open at BJAC.
When is the pharmacy open at BJAC?
You can go to the ICE website and it will tell you if you click on pharmacy, if you click on BJAC and pharmacy, and it will tell you when they're open, their hours.
Okay.
And then did the product or service meet your needs that you were looking for that day?
Kinda. So, they kind of meet my needs.
And then from those five questions, you're going to get an overall, we will receive the employees.
Somebody
who
gets
monitor
it.
ICE. We'll see a number.
Laversa's over there. It's like, I get them. It's me. It's all me.
No.
Let's delete that part.
What we really want people to understand is these are the basic five basic questions. Mm-hmm. You can answer them. We would hope you would answer them. But the one question that we really would like for you to answer is, did we meet your need? Were you satisfied? So there is a yes, no, or NA. We really would like for you to answer either yes or no. And the reason being is because if you say yes or no and you provide comments, because you also have that opportunity to write in comments.
Ah.
Okay, so if you write in comments, and let's say you want a response, the service provider must respond to you in some sort of way within three business days.
That don't count for Saturday and Sunday or holidays.
It's three business working days. Now, sometimes, depending on the nature of the comment, they may need time to do some research and background check for whatever. But one thing that I would like for you to know that they still have to provide you a response, whether it is acknowledging that they've read your ICE comment and letting you know we need additional time to do some research, but we will get back to you. And that goes right back to the question, were you
satisfied?
So if you say NA, that is not calculated into our overall customer satisfaction. So we want to know whether you were satisfied.
So I'm going to have
not to
start handing out Snickers because apparently that really satisfies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
that sounds like a good idea.
That way you can say, were you satisfied? Yes, I was.
Absolutely. And especially another thing is if you write I'll use an example for you, Jeff.
Oh, no.
If you put in an ICE comment, whether it's good or bad, and you do not leave any type of contact information, we have no way of knowing it's you.
Okay? Or if it's real. Maybe it was me that put it in for myself.
But the point of the matter is, depending on your comment, we may need to know some additional information in order to do some research, depending on the context of the comment. But guess what? If you didn't leave any type of contact information, whether it's your name, whether it's an email address, and if you don't want us to know who you are, you can put a phone number. Because only if you put just a phone number, guess what? That's contact information.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely. So we can still contact that phone number to say, hey, we received your ICE comment. Thank you for submitting it. But we need some additional information. Because there are times when people put in comments that we need to find out who they are, but we can't because they left no contact information whatsoever. So it is important. You don't have to put your name. You don't have to put your email address. But at least put your phone number if you didn't want us to know who you by name.
Knowing my luck, I'd put down my office number and I'd answer it with my name.
And that's fine, but the intent is, if you weren't satisfied or if you were satisfied, or even if you had a suggestion and we needed additional information, that is a way for us to contact the customer.
Okay.
The customer being you this time.
Me.
Absolutely.
Call me. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my comment.
Now call me, baby.
But honestly, Fort Polk overall, we do get great comments. Customers do take the time to put in comments. And that, from my perspective, and this is just LaVersa's perspective, if someone take the time to put in a comment, and even if they put their name down and they didn't ask for a response, I still think we owe them one, especially if it's a good comment, even if it's a bad comment, you know.
Thank you for your input.
Absolutely. I mean, because you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to go into ICE and put in a comment.
And it's just that easy.
Only
it takes a couple minutes and out of your busy schedule to make someone's day.
Absolutely.
Especially when they actually receive it.
And what else ICE is about is that if you have a suggestion, an idea for one of the service providers, you can go in and do that.
I have a great idea.
Tell me what it is.
Let us contact NEC directly.
I tell you what, you can do that. NEC is on ICE.
I have nothing bad to say about them. I'm going to, I would always say good things about NEC, but I would rather just be able to prefer to deal with them directly instead of having to go through the call center.
Okay.
So.
And again, you could. You can put in a nice comment to that.
Yeah, and they'll say, "Well, this is hopeful."
Well, they may do that, but you can. You still have that option to do that. And of course, ICE is not just Garrison. So I would like to make sure that
that's why there's no G
audience
in it.
Knows that. So we have the command staff. You have the G staff on there also. So you have G3, G1, G2, G3, G4, G6. You have all the Garrison service providers. So again, it's not just a Garrison. Like I said, it's a DOD program.
And make sure that you spell the office properly. It's PAO if it's a good comment. It's PAIO if it's a bad comment.
So with that, PAIO, we see every comment. Comment that comes through.
It's funny when you say PAIO. It's just like I'm waiting for, "Oh, McDonald had a farm." PAIO.
So good we got an extra letter.
And just so that our audience knows, we have a great program because like Ms. Melissa said, our office do look at each and every ICE comment
100%
that comes in. And Melissa provides an ICE book where the Garrison Commander and Senior Commander reviews all ICE comments.
Oh,
monthly.
I can't even get my commander to review one of my videos. What? Must have a special bond with him.
Well, I was also going to add, not only does PAIO review the comment 100% of the comments, but when a customer submits an ICE comment online, it goes through us. It also goes through the SMEs. It goes through the point of contact for those ICE comments in those particular areas. So how many sets of eyes would you say sees an ICE comment?
Six.
Routinely, Ms. LaVersa?
Well, it depends on who's the service provider. So in the system, every organization has to identify who their service provider managers are. So whoever the managers are that have been identified, when a customer goes in and submit a comment, only those managers see the comment. It goes directly through their emails. Now, yes, as Melissa said, in the PAIO shop, we have the capability of seeing all, because we are administrators.
Well, of course, somebody's got to administrate it.
But for example, and I'll use PAO for example, if someone submits an ICE comment in PAO, Melissa, who is the service provider for PAO?
Mr. King is the provider
for
PAO.
So, which means the inevitable Devin King.
Absolutely.
The
so
big
that
boss
means
man.
All the comments that are submitted directly for PAO directly goes through Mr. King's email.
Nice. As we have printers going off, it's probably Mr. King that was printing something. But anyway.
I also wanted to add really quickly. So as a customer, if you're going into ICE, and we hope that you are, and you're leaving information regarding a service that our you know, that's been provided to you. We do ask that you leave suggestions for improvement, because that's what ICE is for. So if a customer goes online and says, I went to PAO and I didn't have a great time that day, for instance.
Who doesn't have a great time over a PAO?
I'm sure they wouldn't say that. But for instance, if they did, but they left no comments.
No comment.
Right. So they're saying, no, they didn't enjoy the service that was provided to them, but they left no suggestions for improvement.
See, I already know who's going to be putting in that comment. It's going to be Melissa.
So you're thinking, how helpful.
I did not have a good time over there. I'm never going on that podcast again.
I would leave a comment.
All of my listeners are not going to like this.
So let me just say, what we use this information for. The ICE.
Yeah, what do you use that information for?
Okay, so the purpose of the ICE system is to enable the DOD organizations such as PAO, PAIO, DFMWR.
ACS.
ACS. It allows them to collect feedback from their customers about the products and services that they provided. That's what it's for. Uh-huh. That's the true intent of ICE.
See, now I've gotten an ICE comment before, a couple of them. The people told me, it's like, yeah, I put in a nice comment for you. I never saw it. I never got to see it, hear about it, nothing.
That would be your manager?
It was before all of that. So
what should happen in a situation like that? You don't have to get that copy. Okay.
I'd just like to know if somebody's mad at me or something.
But you should know about it.
Yeah.
That whether it's good or bad.
Oh, it's gotten a lot better now. I mean, I love working here again, and everyone is great, and all the information is flowing properly. This is like a model office to work in.
Absolutely,
it's great.
But again, like I said, it's not for the purpose of performance appraisal. So let's make sure we understand that. You can get 100 positive ICE comments, but it is not intended to be used for your performance at all. Now, granted, your supervisor can say, hey, Jeff, we received a very positive ICE comment on you today.
Well, it's about time.
Said, blah, 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 blah. You understand what I'm saying? But he doesn't have to give it to you.
Oh.
He does not.
Oh.
But you would hope that he would let you know that did receive a positive ICE comment. Or, Jeff, we received a comment that wasn't so positive.
I don't want to hear
this. And it pertained to blah, 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 blah.
I don't want to hear this. Melissa.
But you should, because you would want to know what your customers said, even though you may not know who the customer is.
Melissa.
I would leave a very positive comment.
Because
I have to read them.
I don't need to read this. I wrote it.
But if you didn't receive great service, for example, if I came to PAO and on the website, PAO says you guys are open from 8 to 16:30 and you guys are not closed for lunch, and I came in for service and there's no one here, I may put in an ICE comment. Because there was no one here when I came for a service.
You just didn't look hard enough. I was hiding in the back.
Okay.
I was in the angry dome.
But these are some of the types of ICE comments that we receive where they've gone to agencies and there was no one there. And this is not what we want.
No, it tends to for bad business when no one's there.
That is correct. Now, again, on the ICE site, on the customer side, there's a place that identifies where the service provider manager should make sure that all their information is current and up to date. And they should, because that's the customer side of that.
Absolutely. I also wanted to mention that with ICE, we're also looking for trends. You know, something that we see sort of constantly or something we see certain times of the month. We saw that with holidays. Yeah, with holidays and the gate access.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I mean,
oh, I
as
hear
we're
about,
looking with it,
I hear all kinds of comments from about gates and all that stuff. It's like, do you realize how much money it costs to keep a gate open when only one person goes through it all day?
Absolutely. But I'm glad you realized that, because if you think about it, From a customer perspective, all they want to know is, I like that gate. I need that gate open. I'm coming from
Deretta.
I'm coming from Deretta, and that gate was closed. And so now I have to go all the way around.
Oh, there's
And it takes me an extra 15 minutes.
Forest Hill. I'm coming in from Forest Hill, which is the best one would be the back gate on LA-10.
Yes, sir.
And that one's closed.
And that one has been closed for quite some time.
A long time.
Absolutely. But again, what the customer has to understand, just like you said, you need resources.
Exactly.
So you have to see the big picture. But when a customer wants something, they want it.
Yeah.
But again, if the customer submits a nice comment regarding that and would leave their name or a contact information, then that agency can explain to them why it was closed, the real reason why it was closed. But if you don't leave no contact information, you'll never understand and get the big picture. All you know is it's closed. Let me ask you this. Are you interested in knowing how many ICE comments we get?
How many?
In a year?
Oh, in a year. What? How about in a year? How many ICE comments, both good and bad? How many?
How about we play a guessing game?
Uh-oh.
And I'll let you know if it's higher or lower.
Okay. Is the integer a prime number?
Are you asking for just Garrison or are you asking for BJAC? Because you have to identify which the hierarchy of the organization.
Let's go with Garrison.
And I promise you,
since I work in Garrison, let's go with Garrison.
Okay. All right.
But FY22, you guess.
So it's
5.
Absolutely not.
It's 4 numbers long.
4 numbers long. 2315.
Higher.
2316.
Higher.
17.
Stop. Got it.
2317.
You got it. That's a lot of comments, though, if you think about it.
That's more than one a day.
So overall.
Actually, that's like 8 a day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, depending on the
8 a day, 5 days a week.
Well, it depends on the service providers. Some service providers get a lot more than others.
Yeah.
We do have some service providers in ICE under Garrison that really should promote ICE to get feedback from their customers.
Yes, absolutely. I'm always telling people about the ICE program. I always ask them to please make an ICE comment, good or bad. I'll take it.
Absolutely. And again, you know, like it was said earlier, the best thing to do is you can put your link on your email.
And I do.
And your customers can immediately go right to that link.
Just click on it.
And send to it. It's not going to come to you, but it's going to come directly to PAO.
That is very cool. And do you know how many, do you split those up into good and bad comments? Or is it just overall?
We can give you our satisfaction rate.
The satisfaction rate?
Melissa?
Well, our satisfaction rate for, so we do that monthly.
Why don't you give them the satisfaction rate for the entire year of FY22?
Yeah.
For the entire calendar year of FY22.
Ooh, calendar.
Do you have that?
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. It was, we met the MCOM standard.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
Absolutely. Because yes, MCOM does have a standard. And what is that standard, Melissa?
Our standard is 90%.
Wow, 90%?
MCOM really would like for all of their garrisons to at least reach 90%.
And we're above that.
Satisfaction rate. We are close.
Very good.
Very close.
Very good. I hope I'm helping.
We fluctuate.
It just depends on when.
It ebbs and flows.
And absolutely.
Oh, look at that.
It does.
I can hear you.
Because again, one thing what the ICE system does, which is good for the directors if they want to know at any given time, we have a date range. So we can query any time frame that they want and we can let them know what their satisfaction rate is.
Nice.
Yes.
I will. I'm going to try to do that. Wait, I'm not allowed to do that, am I? It has to be the supervisor.
It has to be the service provider manager.
Okay, good. I'll have Mr. King.
And I tell you what,
the king of PAO.
If PAO is interested in knowing what their satisfaction rate is, Melissa will be more than happy to provide that information.
I think PAO would love to know what their satisfaction rate is.
Give Melissa time to get back to the office.
I will do that.
And within 5 minutes, she can get that information.
I will do that.
King.
And there's another program it's kind of different than ICE, but you guys control that one too.
We do.
And that is the Garrison Innovation
Program. Better known as the GIP.
GIP. Win one for the Gipper.
Absolutely. Would you be interested in?
Oh, look at this. You got a little QR code and everything.
We sure do. We absolutely do have a QR code. All you have to do is click on that QR code and it'll and just fill out that information for us.
This is also ice.disa.mil. Look at that.
Absolutely.
That's kind of easy. ICE.
And not just, we want to encourage our customers to use the ICE system, but for the, and we know that everyone normally has a cell phone, so we are really encouraging folks to use their cell phone, their computer, their laptop. But there is another option.
You can handwrite it?
You can. There are areas on the installation that has ice boxes where you can
We call them refrigerators now.
Where you can submit a manual ICE form, and that organization will have someone pick it up
so
and honestly put it into the system.
If there's a whole cycle of things within ICE, would that be an icicle? Okay. So we got Fort Polk's garrison commander recognizes you have great ideas to share and is looking for innovative ideas from soldiers, families, and civilians to increase efficiency and enhance garrison processes.
Absolutely.
We can submit our innovative ideas through the interactive customer evaluation system under Plans, Analysis, and Integration Office, or PIO. And they're now, they got the Garrison Innovation Program. And you've got the website, and where can we find these little cards that with the QR code on it?
Believe it or not, we are in ICE.
You're in
so
ICE.
So you don't even have to use this little QR code.
Just go to the
You
ICE.
Can just go to the ICE system, and we are on the PIO, and it's called Garrison Innovation Program.
So if I wanted to say how the Garrison can save a bunch of money, it would help?
Absolutely. This is exactly, and I thank you for that. This is exactly what the Garrison Commander says is he knows that there are great ideas out there. And he wants to know about them. So back in November of 2020 is when we first got this program implemented.
Now, Air Force had a program like that. I don't know if they have them. They might still have it. It was called a Form 1000.
Really?
Yes. And if you put in a comp or an innovation idea that saves the Air Force money, they would pay you a certain percentage of how much they save.
The Army had one, but this is something different.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Army Suggestion Program.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have that anymore, because that'd be really cool.
Correct.
Because somebody basically got rich by telling them, you know, the military used to pay on the last day of the month. So it was to be the 15th and the last day of the month. And they said, you know, if you just delay that one day and pay them on the 1st, you would collect all that interest.
Wow.
All that interest. And it saved the military so much money that he made a bundle just off of that one.
One idea. Absolutely.
Wow.
Now, if we could save money around here, imagine what we could actually take that money that we save and put it towards.
But think about it. It's not just money. And this is not what our Garrison Innovation Program
Not about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's all about the, it's always about the
it's
money.
It's about efficiency.
The money.
Okay.
Oh, save
honestly,
money.
Honestly, it's a, well, that's true. That you're absolutely true. We could save money that way. But it's saving the money for the installation. It's not about giving you money for that idea.
I'm
so sorry.
I've argued with you guys a lot.
But let me just tell you, honestly, first of all, I would like to thank PAO for publishing articles in reference to the Garrison Innovation Program to continue to get people to submit their ideas. Okay. But like I said earlier, this program was implemented in November of 2020. That's when we first received our very first suggestion.
What was it?
Believe it or not, it was about the NDAA in naming Fort Polk. Given a suggestion of a name. That name was taken, but not here at this installation. Another installation.
I put in an idea for changing our name. I wanted to change it to the name of a president.
Well, the person that submitted this did, and it was from a previous president.
Yeah.
But another installation got that name.
How rude!
Okay, I'm sorry,
but think about it.
The name that you had, was it chosen?
No.
Oh.
It would have been awesome because it would have saved us a lot of money too. We could have just named it after President Polk.
I figured you was gonna say that.
Could imagine the money we'd save in letterheads alone.
Well, that's true, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen here at Fort Polk. But back to the gap. Okay, so since this program has been implemented, We've received 74 ideas. Some of them were duplicates. So if you don't mind, if you're interested in knowing some of them. Ooh. So the ones that we've implemented are a few of them that we've implemented. Let's just say that. Someone had came up with an idea. Why don't the commissary or the PX come up with picnic tables, have picnic tables out?
I've had that idea plenty of times. I took it directly to the commissary. It's like, look, put some picnic tables up out in this grass area that's not being used. Put up, you know, some little umbrellas and stuff and have a lunch area. That way people could come into the commissary and get a deli sandwich and go out there and eat.
Well, someone did make that idea. Okay. And that is one of our active current pending ideas. And the commissary is definitely looking into it. But the PX has implemented it. So now the PX does have a couple of tables outdoors based on somebody making that suggestion. They've had it in the past. They've had picnic tables in the past, mm-hmm. but they were removed because people were not picking up their trash.
Yeah, you get that everywhere.
Left.
That's so rude.
It is. It's very rude. So, of course, they picked it up and then they decided not to have any picnic tables. And then last year somebody submitted that idea.
Okay, fine.
Through the Garrison Innovation Program. And Miss Tracy, the AFES manager, is a part of our panel. And she said she would look into it. And now we have picnic tables. Something else is someone suggested about having for DFMWR events. So guess what? About bringing people together, sipping wine. They have a wine tasting.
Ooh,
now,
look at
you
that.
Know, so we have great ideas.
I got a great idea. I'm going to have to get over on the GIP. If they're telling wine sipping as an idea of innovative idea, process, whatever, how about if we have like a microbrew festival or something?
So let me just tell you, I don't know about that, but again, that's a suggestion and we would take it.
Yeah.
What happens is people will put suggestions in and we have a panel. And the panel consists of each organization within the garrison. One representative comes and we discuss and we talk about. And it's the deputy garrison commander that spearheads this.
Good old Mr. Anderson.
All of the, it started with Mr. Beavers, but all of the suggestions are not implemented. And it's because if it costs too much, for example, we've had some suggestions that could have been great suggestions, but based on resources, we can't do that. Remember, somebody suggested, why can't we have window screens on the barracks?
Because the windows aren't supposed to open.
But the soldiers, well, there's a reason.
There's a climate control in
Absolutely.
There. Absolutely. And it's positive pressure on the inside.
And you just cannot keep the windows open.
Nope. And that's what causes all the mold and stuff.
So it was, you know, to the customer, that's correct. To the customer, they thought that could be a great idea. And we looked into it.
And you answered them.
But it was not feasible.
Did you answer them?
If they put their name. And they don't always put their name, so we can't go back to them.
Mm. So that
if they do put their name, then guess what? We can go back to them and provide the results. So those that we implement, if they didn't put their name, guess what? Those that we implement, oh yeah, they can. Because those that were implemented, thank God for our PAO, they publish articles. So we want the community to know, based on that program, you are being heard. And if we can implement it, we will implement it, and we will post it in the Guardian so the community knows that we did do something. Another, we have some close comment suggestions. For example, tabletop gaming. Someone had suggested that. It's closed now because that has been implemented. BOSS does tabletop events. Somebody made a suggestion and it's being done. It's taken into consideration. I'll tell you a great one, if you think about it. Honor Field, you have a lot of folks that walk around Honor Fields, right?
That's the one down by the parade off of LA 10?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I thought it was so ironic. Somebody suggested, why are there no porta potties?
I'd like to know why there's no parking.
Well, that guess we will take it back to the porta potties. Okay, just from a suggestion, there are now porta potties for people that walk around, because you do have units that do PT there. So guess what?
Now they got porta potties.
Now, and it's just something that simple, but again, it helps. But we don't know if people don't make suggestions.
You know, they don't have any porta potties at the Renaissance Fair. They've got porta privies.
I tell you what, though, you know what's another good idea that we're considering?
What's that?
A spring bazaar. Because someone had made the suggestion, why couldn't we do a garage sale? So we did. There was one garage sale. And DFM, the new DFMWR director, Mr. Cole, is considering having a big spring bazaar where there could be vendors, home-based business.
How bizarre.
Bazaar? It is a bazaar. What are you talking about?
You would think that would be good for Halloween.
It's a
Halloween bazaar.
You know, so healthy foods. You know, somebody made a suggestion. Why are there no healthy foods?
Because this is Louisiana.
Hey, vending machines now have healthy foods in them.
Yeah. Apples. Who wants an apple?
But it's healthy. It is healthy.
I want a Snickers.
That's not healthy.
But it satisfies.
That's not healthy.
And now we're back to the ice.
And now we're back to the gift. So just so you know, currently we do have 25 open suggestions right now.
Oh, wow.
That we're continuing to look at for possibility of, can we implement?
Well, that's awesome.
So that's good. And a few of those, for example, like I said, was the Spring Bazaar. I think this is great and it's going to happen. Someone made the suggestion of having an electronic post clearance form, just as simple as that. Whereas you, Jeff, when you get ready to retire, hopefully by then this will be implemented. You will not have to go to all these different offices anymore just to get a signature. That electronic post clearance form will be done by then.
Sweet.
So that's what the Garrison Command is looking for, ideas that we can implement for efficiency and improvements. So if you're out there listening, if you have a great idea, we will listen to it. Put in a suggestion through the PAIO on ICE, Garrison Innovation Program, and let us know what your idea is. I'm not going to say it's a good idea. I'm not going to say it's a bad idea because it's not for me. I am just one piece. I'm a member. We have a group of people that represent organizations, and
Mongo,
we all listen together and consider, review, and determine if this is feasible or not.
Nice. That is awesome. I think that's a lot of information for us to ingest.
Can I tell you one more?
Hurry
that
up.
I think that you really, you may like.
Stop hitting my microphones.
If you go to Toledo Bend.
I do, sometimes, once in a while.
So there was one suggestion, and that suggestion, believe it or not, came out at doing one of the all hands.
Ah.
Putting a handicap lift at Toledo Bend. For the boat launch, to launch your boat, you wouldn't think about it, but this individual, his mother is handicapped, and of course he wants to take her out in the boat. Well, guess what? They're going to be getting a handicap lift.
All because of the GIP.
All because of the GIP.
Yeah, we won one for the Gipper.
Absolutely. All right. We won one for the Gipper. That's awesome.
All right, so if you want to go to the ICE website, it is ICE.DISA.MIL. So it's ICE.DISA.MIL. And you can find everything you need there and just follow the prompts and everything else. If you'd like to talk to them personally, just find LaVersa and Melissa somewhere on post and start talking to them, because they love it when strangers come up and say, oh, hey.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I would like to thank Melissa and LaVersa for coming in from Pio to talk to me today and to talk to everybody, all the other person out there that's listening. And
and we want to thank you for at least considering us to be able to do this podcast.
Oh, please. I've been wanting you guys over here a lot. But I would like to thank you guys. All right. Woo! Yay! Anyways, I'm Jeff England, and you've been listening to the Fort Polk Podcast, and we'll be back again with another brand new episode soon. So stay with us and keep responding and making comments and all that stuff. I'm Jeff England, and we'll be listening at you later.